This is episode 1181. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? We have reached the middle part of our series we've been exploring this week. Now, if you're just joining us, you are in the right place because each episode is a meditation technique you can do by itself. So each technique stands alone, but in each episode, you discover a different meditation technique that you can do in your meditation. This keeps your meditations fresh and dynamic. You may not have realized that meditation was so dynamic. But meditation does more than help you to become calm. It also gives you peace, energy, and clarity. So it takes energy to meditate, and you get a really clear, good, strong energy when you meditate. So I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different technique every day, and the techniques are always customized around a weekly theme. And we explore this theme in depth for a full week because this is a way to allow you to really master a particular quality in your life. And so our theme for this week, where we're exploring different techniques customized around this theme, is all about helping you to make your moods even keel your moods, to help you feel anchored in the kind of mood you want to be in, rather than to be pulled away on someone else's agenda or to be distracted by the drama and stress triggers you may face. And as you consider what's going on in your life right now, today, and the mood you're in right this moment as you get ready to sit down and meditate, think about the kind of mood you want to cultivate. That's your challenge for this week. Every week I issue a challenge. Your challenge this week is to focus on cultivating this mood you would like to be in. And you're doing different techniques along the way throughout the week to help you do that. Well, you've so far explored how to tap into your own inner wisdom to help you to cultivate the mood you want and to release a negative mood. And you've also, in yesterday's episode, discovered how to tap into your heart's wisdom, your emotions. And when you combine your mind with your heart, then you really take your moods to the next level, to where you can, at will, focus on the kind of mood you want. And also, you start to live your life more in the longer rhythms, not in the temporary moods that come and go. You may feel triggered by anger one minute, and then the next minute, you feel as though your mood has shifted and you're sad or you're glad or whatever is happening around you in your world. So I want to share with you this week ways for you to anchor yourself, to even keel yourself into moods that support you. And when you're feeling triggered by stress, to be able to tune into a place where you feel safe. It's easy to get overwhelmed, especially when other people's moods start entering the picture. So not only are you dealing with your own bad moods, but you're also dealing with negative moods from others. So I'm going to share with you a visualization you can do in your meditation today to help you feel safe. It is a technique to help you create a safe harbor, a safe space. And you're going to have the option to do what I know for so many of you is your favorite technique, which are mudras. Mudras are a way you position your hands, and this activates your nervous system in a particular way. So if you do yoga or you do acupressure or acupuncture, then you're familiar with working with your body's meridians. Well, we have a lot of pressure points on the tips of our fingers and in our hands. And when you press against and activate these pressure points, it stimulates different parts of your brain and nervous system. So mudras you can do whether you're seated, meditating, or going about your day. They're a very handy, portable technique you can use off your meditation cushion. So let me start with the mudra, because you might want to do it as you do the visualization I'll share with you. The mudra is pretty easy to do, although I share a photo of the mudra on my Facebook page, which is at my Facebook, sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M.com. So every Wednesday, I share the photo of me doing the weekly mudra there. Some mudras are easier to explain than others. So this one, the mudra, Matangi Mudra. To do it, you clasp your hands together in front of you, intertwining your fingers. So hold your hands right at your stomach or your solar plexus. And then you're going to extend your middle fingers upward, touching them together. That's it. Your hands are clasped together in front of your stomach or solar plexus. And your fingers are intertwined. Your thumbs are even crossed over. It doesn't matter which one you cross over the other. And your middle fingers are simply extended upward. So this mudra does something special for you. It strengthens your breath as it flows throughout your body. It calms an excited heart, and it benefits your full digestive system. So think about that. Your breath can instantly calm your mind and body. So your breath is interconnected with your state, the kind of state you're in. And so when you inhale and exhale through your nose, allowing yourself a full diaphragmatic breath, you should feel your abdomen rise upward as you inhale. And feel it sink back downward as you exhale. This is the way I encourage you to breathe. It allows you to tap into those small blood vessels in the very bottom of your lungs that carry oxygen to your cells. So this is definitely going to benefit your digestive system and your heart. This oxygen circulating throughout your body, calming your mind and body. And you can do the Matangi Mudra, or you can simply not do the mudra and still do the visualization I'll share with you. Now, as you're seated, and you're considering the kind of mood you're cultivating this week, you're focusing on every day this week, the mood you want to feel on a regular basis. And you consider challenges that may come your way, that may pull you away from this mood and even spiral you downward into other moods. Consider your truth. What you're really trying to do as you live your life. What are you all about? What do you stand for? That is your truth. That will anchor you. So as you remind yourself of your truth and your inner core, your true values, visualize a desert, the color yellow, the desert, and then visualize in this desert an oasis. And create this oasis exactly how you want it. A place you can return to again and again. A place where you feel safe and you feel connected to your inner qualities, your true self. And not only do you think of these qualities, but you feel them. Visualize the sounds you'll hear in your oasis. Maybe there's a waterfall tumbling into a pool of cool water. You might be floating on your back in this pool as you visualize yourself in your safe haven. There are trees for shade and flowers, butterflies. Create your oasis. And this is where you can retreat to when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling as though you're isolated or alone. Retreat to this oasis. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a meditation, a half-hour meditation, a new one every day, with access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can find a way to go more deeply into your meditation ritual at my website at sipandom.com, and there you'll see what is currently a membership site, but this is also an app, so you can be added to a new app I will very soon release, and it's in test mode right now, so you could be a tester if you'd like, but you get 2 free weeks to this membership site, which will become an app. And you also get something else to take you a little deeper into each week's series. As you focus on an individual quality, you get a journal customized around that series. And you also get a guide with all the techniques I share in each week's series. So you'd see a photo of the mudra on the guide and the breathing technique and the affirmation. And the herb that I share with each series. So this is a way, again, if you want to go a little deeper and you like to be guided, that's where you can reach out. For now, know you are so worth slowing down for.